Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Brachos. We're now in the middle of the fourth parak, and we're up to the fourth Mishnah. This fourth parak discusses Tefillah, Shmon Esrei. And so the Mishnah begins, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'osa Tefilaso Keva, Ein Tefilaso Tachanunim. Very powerful statement. If someone makes their Tefillah, their Shmon Esrei, Keva. Keva literally means set. The Gemara has about four possibilities as to what that means, and it's very critical of such a, the Mishnah is very critical of such a Shmon Esrei. His tefillah is not tachanunim. It's not called a tefillah of supplication. It lacks seriousness. It's not something to be desired. What is the Mishnah criticizing? So one possibility is you run through davening. Tefilaso doma love kamasoi. It looks like it's a burden upon you. You're looking at your watch. You can't wait to get back to your phone. Tzarech ani latzeis mimena. I can't wait till I'm finished. I can't wait till I can run out. So that's a davening. That's not appropriate. Another possibility is kol she'ena omra b'loshon tachanunim. That you say the words. Maybe even you take time. But you don't do it with passion, with meaning, you don't take the words seriously and internalize what you're saying. You just sort of go through the motions, saying the words without allowing the words to impact you and to connect to God. Another possibility that the Gemara says is that you say the words and maybe even you understand the words. But you don't add something new. That there's a set text that Chazal instituted for the Shmon Esrei that helps us formulate our thoughts and helps us focus our thoughts. But one ideally should try to make it personal and to if you're going through a certain challenge, someone else is going through a challenge in life. You're thinking about the Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, that the various brachos that you come to. Now try to add something new. Try to articulate with your own words something that you're thinking about that's on your mind that you want to express to God. Whether you want to praise God at, make a request to God, give hodah, give thanks to God. So you should try to formulate something with your own words. Or a fourth possibility that the Gemara says is that you don't daven at the ideal time. You make davening sort of lazy. You come in late. Ideally, the Gemara says you should try to daven in Netzachama at sunrise. So anyone who does one of these things, that's what the Mishnah does not look favorably upon, and that's what the criticism that's leveled here in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shua says, Hamahalech b'makom sakana. So yesterday in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about someone who either didn't know how to daven the full Shmon Esrei, or perhaps you were traveling and you had to catch the plane, the caravan wasn't going to wait for you, and so the Mishnah introduced this idea of sometimes davening a Me'ein Shmon Esrei, either an abridged version of each bracha, or saying the Tefillah Havinena, which is one long middle bracha that just has bits and pieces of all the middle brachos, and you just end Brachat Hashem Shomei Tefillah. It has the first three brachos of introduction of Shavach, and has the final the last three brachos of Hoda'ah, of giving a thanks. But the middle brachos it makes into one bracha. So if someone's in a rush or someone has to get to work, so then you have that opportunity to say that abridged version. It's not ideal, but the Gemara says if you have no choice, so you can do it. Here it's discussing you're b'makom sakana. You're literally in a place of danger. And you want to express some sort of tefillah to Hashem. Also, maybe you're not sure whether or not you're going to be able to get in a Shmon Esrei. By the time you get out of this place, it could be the Zman, the time will pass. So the Mishnah says, you say this very short version, very short supplication. This is Rabbi Shua's opinion. Hoshea Hashem esamcha es sheiros Yisrael. That the God should save, God should rescue, bring salvation to your nation, to the remnant of Israel. B'chol parshas ha'ibor. at every Parsha Sa'ibor. What is a Parsha Sa'ibor? So the Gemara gives a couple of possibilities what that might mean. One possibility, the Bartanura quotes, B'shah Shem Porshim La'Veira Yud Sarcheim Guluim L'Fanach L'Rachim Aleim. That even when we sin, even when we're not so deserving, perhaps, of God's compassion and God's mercy, nonetheless, God, I'm pleading to you, I'm in a very precarious, dangerous situation. I'm in a place that is quite frightening. I don't know whether I'm going to make it out. And therefore, Hashem, I'm turning to you to bring about salvation. And in such a moment, Yud Sarcheim L'Fanecha, may our needs be before you at this moment. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomei Atfila. So you say, that's it. You don't say the first three brachos, the last three brachos. You just say that text. The Gemara actually gives some other possibilities, some other texts that you might recite. And the Bartanura here quotes the halakha that in such situation, if you said this tefillah as opposed to the Havinenu, if you said the Havinenu, which had the first three brachos and last three brachos and just that one long middle bracha, then you're good. In other words, if turns out you have you realize that you now have an hour to still daven a full Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have to. Once you said this, you're exempt. This particular tefillah doesn't exempt you. And if later on you have some time to actually say a complete full Shmoneh Esrei, then you have to do that. But otherwise, if you don't have the time, or you're really in this precarious situation, you want to express your pain, your fear, and to cry out to Hashem, so you have the opportunity to say this very short tefillah. The next Mishnah continues the discussion of traveling. Hayarochev al chamor. You're on a donkey, you're in the car, you're driving, and it's time to say Shmoneh Esrei. So what should you do? Yorat. You should get off the donkey, pull over to the side of the road, get off at a rest stop, and you should daven. You should stand up when you say the Shmoneh Esrei. You shouldn't be traveling. You're not going to be able to properly focus. So Yorat, you should get off and say the Shmoneh Esrei. Im eino yachol liyared. What happens if you can't get off? Let's say again you're in a it could be a dangerous spot. There's nowhere to pull off on the side of the road, or here are the cases if you're a passenger in the car or in some sort of wagon and continuing to travel, you just can't get off. The Bartanura says that. Let me finish the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, in that such a situation, Yachzer is Panav, you just turn your head. What do you mean turn your head? Obviously, if you're driving, don't turn your head. But if you're a passenger, turn your head toward Yerushalayim. At least your direction should be towards Yerushalayim. Interestingly, the Bartanura quotes the Halacha, which according to Shulchan Aruch, that we don't follow this Mishnah. That if we say, if you're traveling, keep on traveling, and daven even as you're traveling. Why? Because it's going to be hard to concentrate. Even if you pull over to the side of the road, again, your mind is on getting to your destination. You know, you're concerned about the traffic, whatever the case might be. And therefore, just stay in the car, stay on the donkey, and dive in there. If you can turn your head, turn your head. Mr. Brewer points out, of course, you should try to avoid this. The best thing is to try to pull over and to have concentration to stand up. But if you really can't, you're not going to have kavana. So just travel in the car, travel on the donkey. And the Mishnah concludes, Vim eino yachol after as punav, and if you can't turn your head, you're the one doing the driving, or just whatever the case may be, you're not able to turn your head, yechav neslibo keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. So what you want to do in that situation, your mind, your heart, your focus should be on Yerushalayim, on the Makom HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, and direct your kavana, your prayers towards that direction, and do the best you can in such a situation. Again, you should try to avoid this. You should try to time your traveling that you won't have to deal with this, but sometimes you can't. Therefore, then you do the best thing you do and try to have the best kavana that you can.